NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is back with us, our regular Friday guest for political analysis. Juan, the Terri Schiavo case has dominated the national dialogue this week. Washington got into it in a big way with a special law passed by Congress last weekend and the president flying back to Washington to sign it. And then charges of political opportunism over this. How does it all look to you?
Well, you know, Alex, this has been sort of an unusual week because how unusual for the Congress and the president to get involved in a case of a single individual. And the argument had been coming from people who are part of what President Bush refers to as the culture of life lobby, if you will. This is people who are evangelical Christians, the Catholic community. They saw in Terri Schiavo a living symbol of someone who represented a confluence of all their interests, and President Bush, who was, of course, reelected last year with strong support from that community, literally flew back to Washington to make his statement by signing the law. Nonetheless, what you see in terms of the polls is an overwhelming response that says it's the wrong thing for the Congress and the president to get involved. In an ABC poll this week, it was 67% to 19% that Congress and the president are involved only for politics, not because of the interest of Terri Schiavo. And it's interesting, I just want to note this for you, Alex, 54% of conservatives said that the feeding tube should be removed. Even among evangelical Protestants, it was pretty much a split decision, 46% saying the tube should be removed, 44% saying no.
There's a front page piece in the New York Times today on Florida Governor Jeb Bush and his role in all this, especially, I guess, his growing bona fides among conservatives.
You know, this is really interesting. Late last year, in the midst of the campaign, I went and talked with Governor Bush, and one of the things he made clear to me was he has no interest in being his brother's successor on the ticket in 2008. But what he has been cast into the spotlight here by the Schiavo case, and he has done everything in his power to make it clear that he has the conservative credentials by backing Terri Schiavo, by backing people who were opposed to abortion, the evangelicals we were talking about before, being strong on these positions. So I think you can expect that if Governor Bush wanted to run, his credentials with the conservative community are going to be very strong.
What about the Democrats' role in all this, Juan?
The Republicans were joined, Alex, by 47 Democrats who voted with them to allow the federal courts to get involved in the case. Tom Harkin, the senator from Iowa, was one of the people who was standing with the Republicans on this matter. And they say, you know, it's a matter of morality and conscience, but I tell you what they say politically is they were afraid that they were being trapped by Republicans into a situation where they would look like they were going to allow for this young woman to die and that they were being insensitive.
Let me bring up one more Republican voice in this national discussion, Juan. That's Tom DeLay, the House Majority Leader.
DeLay made some very controversial remarks, Alex, speaking to a group of conservatives last week just before the Congress got so aggressively involved. He said that the Terri Schiavo case had been brought to America by God to elevate the visibility, and here I'm quoting, of what's going on in America, attacks against the conservative movement, against me, Tom DeLay, and against many others. In terms of Tom DeLay's comment, you had the Florida Congressman Robert Wexler saying that what DeLay said was shameful and evidence of politics dominating the Republican and conservative agenda in the Schiavo case. So DeLay has become sort of a charged personality, the one person that the Democrats are apparently willing to openly attack in the midst of the Schiavo case.
Let me ask about your interview with the new attorney general, Mr. Bush's new attorney general, Alberto Gonzalez. You spoke with him, and one item was this ongoing question of the accused terrorism detainees held in Guantanamo Bay.
Well, you know, the United States has sent about 65 detainees out of U.S. borders, away from U.S. from the United States, to the control of other nations. And the fear here that is that this practice called rendition is allowing that these prisoners be more aggressively interrogated under the laws of other countries, if not outright tortured, Alex. Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general, said it was never the policy of the Bush administration to allow torture.
The president's policy is very, very clear. We don't torture. We don't engage in torture. We don't promote torture. We don't render anyone to a country where we believe that they may be tortured.
As far as you know, it wasn't happening.
As far as I know, again, I'm not aware of instances where actions were taken inconsistent with the president's policy.
But as I say, these cases have been documented, 65 in all, and in some cases, The U.S. government is now being sued over this practice.
Well, now there's this federal judge you mentioned in Washington who's put on this 10-day restraining order to keep any more of these prisoners from being sent overseas. The courts have been asserting more of a role in the control of this population of prisoners down there. And I wonder if that's not changing the whole equation there somehow, because it had been pretty much conceded by the Congress and everyone else that this was something the executive branch was running.
At the moment, you have the issue of what are their rights. You have a couple of prisoners who are American citizens who have specific rights, and the courts have been struggling with those issues. But then there are the rights of people who are being held, even if they are being held not as prisoners of war, but as detainees. And so earlier this month, after it was reported by the New York Times that the Pentagon was thinking of transferring, I think it was 90 detainees to foreign custody, at that point, lawyers were able to asserting rights on American soil, because the prisoners were on American soil in Guantanamo, asserting those rights, were able to get a restraining order in the federal court that said that those detainees could not be sent until it was clear whether or not sending them to another country undermined their rights to appeal to American courts about their treatment.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us every Friday for analysis of news and politics. Juan, thanks again.
My pleasure, Alex.